Okay, so let's be real for a sec. When you hear child welfare work, it kind of makes you think about some really, really tough situations, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's high stakes, every decision matters. But what if we took training in that field, like child welfare work, and we approached it with the same intensity, the same strategy as, say, training for the Olympics?
Wow.
It's a bit of a wild thought,
That,
right? Stick with me here. Today, we are diving deep into this idea of deliberate practice,
Okay.
but not for athletes, not for musicians. We're talking about deliberate practice for the people out there who are entrusted with the well-being of vulnerable families. So that's our focus.
Like it.
Now, I'm guessing you've probably heard about deliberate practice before, maybe in sports, music, things like that. But how in the world does it apply to something as complex, as nuanced as child welfare?
Right. And that is the big question. And it really all starts with kind of acknowledging the limitations that come with traditional training in this field.
Okay.
So we're talking, lectures, role playing,
Sir, the
a
classic.
classic, you got it. And these are all coming from a good place. They're well-intentioned.
Yeah.
But are they truly, genuinely preparing these individuals for what this work actually truly entails? Like the raw, the unpredictable.
The messy reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got it. The reality of it all. And, unfortunately, what ends up happening is a lot of child welfare workers are left to kind of figure things out on the fly, in the field with real families who are depending on them.
Yeah. It's not like you get a practice run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't get a practice run. And so that's, I think, where the idea of deliberate practice could be revolutionary.
It's interesting because it's not like you can just do a redo,
Yeah.
like, oh, let's try that again. These are high-stakes
Not
situations.
absolutely.
So walk me through it. How could we actually put this into practice? How
Okay.
could this work?
Yeah. So, at its core, deliberate practice really is about targeted repetition with constant feedback.
Oh, yes.
So picture, a basketball player practicing free throws.
Yeah.
They're not just like chucking the ball at the hoop.
You
They
know, there's a science to it.
Exactly. They're breaking down their form. They're really honing in on specific things that they need to improve. And they're getting that feedback, that instant feedback from, maybe a coach. So now let's take that and let's kind of shift it into the world of child welfare work.
So instead of this broad role playing, you have incredibly specific situations. Almost like, would you say, like simulations?
Exactly.
Right,
Exactly.
right.
Like, think about it. Realistic simulations of, complex family dynamics. I mean, you could even take it a step further and incorporate virtual reality
Oh, wow.
to
Yeah.
really create this immersive training experience. Imagine like a caseworker who is preparing for a really difficult conversation,
Yeah.
like removing a child from a volatile situation.
Yeah.
I mean, they can actually practice those exact steps, but in a safe, controlled environment before they ever have to do it in the real world.
That's like having a flight simulator, but for social work.
That's a great way to put it.
And then I imagine with a simulation like that, you can really go in depth with feedback.
Absolutely, and that's like one of the biggest benefits of it, right? Like, imagine you're able to really break down and analyze exactly how that caseworker responded in those high-pressure situations.
Right.
You can pinpoint their strengths, you can highlight the areas where they might need some additional support, and then with that information, you can actually tailor their training to address those specific needs. I mean, that level of individualized feedback
Yeah.
is something that's like practically impossible to replicate in a traditional, like, on-the-job training scenario.
Yeah, you can't because you're just thrown into it. And it's interesting because you touched on something really important there. It's not just about like checking boxes and making workers better, right?
Right.
It's about this idea that if we really invest in this kind of training, if we take it to this level, we could potentially, it could lead to better outcomes. It's about the outcome for the families involved. So I love that you highlighted that.
And also, like, think about the message that it sends. Like, just that whole shift in the perception of the profession.
Totally.
That child welfare is a profession that is truly dedicated to excellence.
Yes.
And I think that's huge when it comes to attracting and retaining talent,
Of course, because it shows you're serious about it. It's
Exactly.
not just, we're going to throw you into the deep end. Good luck. Figure
Yeah.
it out. It's saying, we're invested in you. We're invested in these families. And we're going to give you the tools to be the best possible advocate you can be. So, as we kind of wrap up here, I mean, it's really clear that, deliberate practice has this incredible potential to really transform child welfare, like from the ground up.
Yeah.
But here's a question for you to think about.
Yeah.
What other professions, and this could go outside of social work, what other professions do you think could really benefit from taking on this approach, like this focused, deliberate, intentional training? Keep that in mind as you go about your day to day.
Really interesting.
Really makes you think.
Absolutely.